Hello friends, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host Jason. I have a great episode planned for you. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way, get a superhero fun fact, and we'll get into it. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where if you do that, please comment, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Follow me. If you have any questions, comments, reviews, critiques, requests for future episodes, I am all about it. In fact, next week is going to be a request that I got just a couple weeks ago. So I'm looking forward to it. And you can email me directly, which I do get emails frequently, and they're not all spam, but it's B4ItAll, so B4ItAll at yahoo.com. All right, superhero fun fact. If you wanted to use the Wi-Fi at Kamar-Taj, you need the password Shambhala. There's probably a whole online directory of cool spells to learn from there, so I would definitely, next time you visit, if you get an Airbnb, check it out. Alright, so this week I am covering Marvel hero Singularity. She's relatively new, superhero speaking, immensely powerful, and she's got so much potential for good stories. Alright, so Singularity's origin and early history are largely a mystery. She first appeared as a meteorite streaking across the sky and crashing into the Battleworld domain of Arcadia near the Bishop Lighthouse, where Nico Minoru, who we did a deep dive on her, was mourning the exile of her friend Miss America to the Shield. Nico took the girl from the crater home and tried to talk to her, but she had not spoken a single word since they'd met. When Loki came into the room, wanting to comfort Nico because of what happened to Miss America, she discovered the girl whom Nico had found and explained that she must be shown to the rest of the A-Force. As the team was introduced to the newcomer, Medusa touched her with her hair, startling her. All of a sudden, a portal opened up right above the women, dropping a hostile sentinel into their midst. As the team defeated it, the strange girl displayed the power to teleport herself and others, saving Dazzler as well as innocent bystanders. Immediately after the fight was won, Medusa accused the girl of being responsible for the portal. Skeptical, She-Hulk tried to determine the true source of the portal by jumping through the one the Sentinel came through, taking her to a devastated Bronx. So that's kind of crazy, right? Like, she's instinctively opening up these portals, maybe. Now, shortly after She-Hulk arrived in the Sentinel territories, she was attacked by a group of Thors for having left her domain. And during this time, there was like something called the Thor Corps, where it was Thors from other dimensions. Beta Ray Bill was in it. Thunderstrike, who we did a deep dive on. You know, just all these different Thors and versions of Thor. Throg, I think, you know, where Thor was a frog. Stuff like that. Yeah, she was attacked by a group of Thors. She fought them off and jumped back through the portal once more, where she concludes that the magic connected to it must have come from Arcadia, so there must be a traitor among them who tried to frame the strange girl and who was also responsible for Miss America's banishment. Once She-Hulk explained this to her teammates, the Thors she had previously fought against arrived and planned to exile her as well. Medusa gave the others a chance to flee by throwing the Thors back through the portal, which resulted in her death as she was struck by lightning summoned by Gamora. As the A-Force mourned the loss of Medusa, She-Hulk gave the order to alert the rest of Arcadia, for she knew the Thor corpse would come back for her. As she announced the plan to her team, Nico interrupted her because the strange girl has something to show them. To compensate for the kindness and trust that she had been shown, the newcomer offered to conceal A-Force inside herself as she spoke her first word, hide. The Strange Girl then enveloped Captain Marvel, Dazzler, She-Hulk, and Nico and ran out of the city into the woods where she released them enable them to hide in the woods. She-Hulk finished explaining to her team that the magic used for the portals was not only generated by Arcadian magic, but must also be fueled by Asgardian magic, as she had seen a rainbow bridge when jumping through the portal. Meanwhile, the Thors declared A-Force outlawed and thanked Loki for her loyalty, and at the time, Loki was a woman in this story, and thanked Loki for her loyalty to Doom, stating that she must likely would become the next Baroness of her domain. As Loki talked about keeping Arcadia safe and accepting the throne, she was suddenly attacked by A-Force, who again used the Strange Girl as a method of transportation. Loki was then defeated in battle, and the Thors realized that she had been the traitor all along. As Loki accepted that there was no way for her to rule over Arcadia any longer, she used her magic to break a giant hole through the shield that protected Arcadia from the Deadlands. As Arcadia was attacked by an army of zombies, the heroes and heroines of the domain joined together to defeat them. While Nico was about to be attacked, the same Megalodon that got Miss America exiled, the Strange Girl swooped in to save her from the monster's strike and whispered her name in Nico's ear, Singularity. To save her friends and the domain, Singularity then absorbed all of the undead, flew up into the sky, and exploded in a flash of light while saying goodbye. In the aftermath, She-Hulk comforted Nico, telling her that Singularity's sacrifice made the members of A-Force better people. However, Singularity was not really gone, rather she was literally resting among the stars. Singularity next emerged in Earth 616 after Alpha Flight first encountered antimatter near the Alpha Flight Low Orbit Space Station. She remembered her time in Arcadia, but instinctively knew that the world was gone and this one was different. Reaching out for something familiar, she found Carol Danvers aboard the space station, but was sad to discover Captain Marvel did not recognize her. When antimatter returned, Singularity would hear the entity in her head and stole an Alpha Flight life support pod to flee. Once again, reaching out for anything familiar as she descended Earth, the pod steered Singularity towards New York City, clipping New Adelan, which is the homeworld of the immune. Oh my gosh. Which is the homeworld of the Inhumans. I lost my place. Something about Adelan. She clipped it and. Okay, clipping New Adelan before crashing into Manhattan, where she found Jen Walters. Unfortunately, She-Hulk didn't remember her either, and the pair were soon attacked by antimatter, who had pursued Singularity from orbit. The two engaged antimatter but were vastly outclassed. When Queen Medusa arrived with a large force of Inhumans, Singularity recognized her voice and was overjoyed to see her alive. However, Medusa had other ideas and placed handcuffs on Singularity, planning to hand her over to antimatter. When antimatter killed an Inhuman, it convinced Medusa that She-Hulk was right. They could not simply turn over Singularity, and so the trio teamed up, but quickly found themselves still outmatched. Medusa used a piece of prototype technology to buy them some time by teleporting antimatter to an unknown destination, which happened to be near the moon. Deciding that they needed help from someone who was the opposite of punching, the three were warped without warning by Singularity to Japan, unintentionally crashing the wedding of Nico Minoru's cousin. They quickly explained the situation as antimatter arrived once more, only to be temporarily banished by the magic of Nico and her Staff of One, who we did a deep dive on. Nico was awesome. Alright. Then, they demanded that Singularity explain herself and what she knew about the entity chasing her. As she told them about her time in another reality, they were interrupted by a call from Captain Marvel, who had been monitoring the situation from the Alpha Flight space station, and described a plan devised by Dr. Tempest Bell to use singularity as bait to lure antimatter into a situation in which it could be bombarded with light particles in order to gather enough data to find the weakness of this new adversary. Excitedly, Singularity told them she knew someone who could help, and the five women rendezvoused in Miami, Florida, to seek the aid of Allison Blair. Singularity rushed to greet Dazzler, only to be promptly dropped by a wicked right across the jaw. Allison's unexpected anger concerned Singularity, but there was little time to do more than explain the reason for their presence before antimatter arrived again. So basically, Singularity is gathering all the members of A-Force to redo this battle, it seems like. Alright. After a burst of light by Dazzler, She-Hulk and Medusa attempted to restrain antimatter as Captain Marvel powered up a containment device, but the equipment failed when antimatter overloaded the system and confronted them once more. Nico then used a spell to remove antimatter's ability to track Singularity, and Little Blue protected her friends, which is a nickname for antimatter, or for Singularity. And Little Blue protected her friends by enveloping them within herself and teleporting back to the Alpha Flight space station with the other five women inside her. Lieutenant Wendy Kowalski then explained the data they'd gathered from the experiment in Miami, and Dr. Bell indicated that she could create a machine which would dismantle antimatter. However, there was quantum entanglement between him and Singularity, which meant his destruction would also destroy Singularity as well. After a particularly bad attack from antimatter, Singularity transported all of them back to the Alpha Flight space station. There was a brief pause in the action before the team changed into spacesuits and went to find antimatter outside the space station. During this fight, Dazzler was hit by an energy blast, which killed her when it depressurized her spacesuit. Back on the space station, Singularity blamed herself for being talked into staying behind and asked Nico if she could resurrect Dazzler, but was told that was impossible. Saddened by the loss of life, Singularity then teleported to the blue area of the moon alone in order to confront antimatter once and for all. She-Hulk, Nico, and Captain Marvel went to reinforce Singularity, while Medusa placed a molecular destabilizer bomb inside antimatter. When the bomb exploded, a revived Dazzler teleported in and whisked Singularity away just in time. How was she revived? I don't know. I did a deep dive on her, but I don't think this was covered in the deep dive. Alright, one of their following adventures took place in Astoria, Oregon, where they had to fight what appeared to be a dragon. During the confrontation, A-Force encountered Dazzler's displaced Thor counterpart, which helped the team defeat their adversary. But there were some complications, and Dazzler Thor contracted Mpox, succumbing to the effects of the Terrigen Mist. What are Mpox, you ask? I'm assuming a mutant version of chickenpox? I don't know, because there are things that happen in some of these storylines that are specific to the storylines that don't really happen outside. So they're kind of like, yeah, you have... If you know, you know. And if you know, please let me know in the comments. YouTube is absolutely the best way because I love having conversations with people in the comments. So do that. It's Superhero Deep Dive. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. I do post videos throughout the week, whether it's superhero memes, AI artwork of superheroes, like with different themes. I started doing these Reddit scavenges on fun stuff and learning some kind of like character animation and stuff with it. So it's a lot of fun. Anyways, the team remained together for some more time, but they eventually disbanded with Jennifer dropping superhero activities and Medusa going into space. In the meantime, Singularity went on a non-place outside of time for unknown reasons, and being there for a while, she met Kamala Khan from Earth 616. Recognizing her due to having met her counterpart from Arcadia, she decided to return her to the proper time and space, soon bidding her farewell and disappearing. After the adventure with Kamala Khan, Singularity would help her former A-Force teammate Captain Marvel, who had been forced to kill the Avengers team under the orders of Vox. To trick Vox into believing them to be dead, Carol asked Singularity to hold the defeated Avengers inside her pocket dimension while she presented Vox with dead clones of the Avengers. After Vox was defeated, Singularity transported everyone home and helped transport Vox to the raft before saying goodbye to Carol again. And everyone lived happily ever after. No, that's not the case, but that's how I'd like to be, right? What do you guys think? Like, very naive character, but she has her own, like, pocket dimensions or pocket universes, pocket galaxies, whatever you want to call them. It's kind of crazy, and it's immensely powerful. Powers. Enveloping Shroud. Singularity has the ability to deploy herself as an enveloping shroud, shielding others from harm via an energy field, and even storing others within herself as a form of concealment for transportation. She can create portals. Singularity possesses the ability to generate teleportation warps, allowing her to displace both people and objects. Her effective range is seemingly unlimited, as she's been even teleported between realities. Singularity is capable of flight by means of an unknown form of energy propulsion, and she also exhibits enhanced psionic senses, enabling her to detect and track other sentient beings by their unique psionic emanations over vast distances. And Singularity has also shown the ability to time travel, thanks to her ability to teleport outside the timeline. So, wow, fun facts. Singularity is a playable character in the game Marvel Future Fight. She is a universal type, and her description in the game says, "The Air Force discovered the cosmological being Singularity when she fell from the sky in a bright flash of light. She is a pocket universe that gained self-consciousness and ultimately chose a female identity in her pursuit to understand the human race. She possesses a mysterious ability to move between different worlds and dimensions." She's also a playable character in the game Marvel Avengers Academy, introduced in the A-Force event. Her recruitment task is Got Singularity. And she was also featured in the Marvel Legends A-Force box set from Hasbro, so she has her own figure, which is really cool looking. There's not a lot on this character, and I get that, and that's fine. There's some characters that there's going to be an abundance of information on. Like, in fact, I think, let's see here, Singularity. After that, I have one, two, in three episodes, I've got a huge, huge episode planned. So it's going to be great. But yeah, some of these just have a lot. Some of them don't. And it's because they don't have a lot of exposure. Like, they were brought in for a story. Like, she was brought in for this and kind of served her purpose, and they got rid of her. But can she do more? Let's go into final thoughts. Singularity is an awesome concept of a character. Like, she's basically a living galaxy. I love the fact that she plays a bit naive with things as well, because it just gives her that super powerful innocence that she has. But what can we do with a character like this? You know what she needs? She needs a more psychological story to her. She needs to be tested mentally about who she is and what she can do and how far she can actually be pushed. Like, have Dr. Doom find her. Because she's kind of existing right now outside of time and space. So let's have someone that can theoretically have the intelligence for that. Have Dr. Doom find her and start pushing her to the extreme with things. Like, will she let someone be sacrificed for her? Kind of like how Dazzler did. What is she willing to give up in order to save the one she loves? And how dark can she be when the situation arises? More so, what happens if she gets pushed over the edge? How can we contain a being like this? Because they tried to contain antimatter, which was kind of her opposite. But in order to do that, it meant something had to happen to Singularity as well. So how can they contain her? And who is strong enough to not just stop her, but to actually hold her? This character has so much potential, and it's all untapped. Like, they haven't even scratched the surface of what this character can do. She could be amazing, but we need the right writer to do it. And that's the thing. And I'm not digging on any of the writers in Marvel. We have some that specialize in, like Brian Michael Bendis. You give him a street level hero, and he will write some of the absolute best stories. You know, like, I love his writing. Mark Waid, he loves going into the what ifs, and he will give you a lot of kind of almost like social commentary with it. And this is just my experience. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and that's fine. You can let me know, or let me know your opinions of it. But you know, he's one of those guys that he likes. In my experience, seeing social commentary and relating stories that make you kind of relate to things, which is really cool. I don't know who I would get to write this, but someone could. And it could be awesome, because we have potentially, I mean, this person has a mini galaxy inside of them. They're their own universe, they're their own pocket dimension. You know, who could write something like this? But what do you think? Like, what kind of challenge could really push Singularity to her limits? And what villain would be the one to do it? I think it's Doctor Doom, but it could be someone else. I'm trying to stay out of the cosmic villains, because they're just so hard to relate to sometimes. Some of these cosmic villains, it's all just, you know, for the Empire, for like the Kree Empire, for the Skrull Empire, for this and this and this. And it's just so hard to actually get into it and relate. But I want to see someone that can, like, literally push someone. And Dr. Doom, I think, is our best shot. Because what if he harnessed that power of Singularity? What if he harnessed the power of a living pocket dimension? It'd be nuts. It'd be crazy. I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please, you know, catch me on YouTube. Like, under Superhero Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok as well, but YouTube is the best way, honestly. Like, subscribe, let me know your thoughts. If you have requests for future episodes, I am 100% about it. As long as I can do them. And yeah, you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday on Outworld Fleet Radio. It's outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me every day on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter under Super Deep Dive. TikTok is Superhero Deep Dive. I think I'm going to head out from here. I hope everyone's blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe. And I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.